Good morning. It's so nice to be with you. And don't you love summer? Oh my goodness, it's so pleasant. So nice to not have to wear a heavy coat and to be free to sit out on your deck or your front porch and enjoy the warm temperatures. Oh, I know, when it gets up to 90, it's too hot out there. But the Lord is good, isn't he? And here we are at the second week of July already, and we need to enjoy it all while we can. And as Greg just said, this is the time for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. So be sure to stop by the booth and meet the staff. They will be broadcasting from there off and on during the day. And you know what? They want to see you. Say, another item to pass on, and that is, yesterday I received my copy of Update for July. Lots of good articles, and a special one by Dave Stasek. So nice to have our staff report of their coming to the station and the year and when they accepted Christ and all of those wonderful things. You'll enjoy it, but take a note of the financial update that Carol so faithfully sends out to you so that you know where your money goes and how much is coming in every month. And take note of the fact that in June, we were behind approximately $7,500. To be exact, $7,444.86. So any help you can give us would be just special. Well, and now here is my verse for the day. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty which Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, not under the law, but under grace. Isn't that great? Oh, my goodness, if we had to live under the law like they did in Bible times, the Pharisees, it would be so difficult. You, if you know Jesus as your Savior, you are a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Well, I just wanted you to know that I have planned a mini series centered around patriotism and love for our country. So July is a perfect month to have such a series. And since we just celebrated the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, I want to, on my broadcast, share with you some things that the Lord laid on my heart. And on my last broadcast, I visited with you on the history of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. And just in case you were not tuned in, the words to that beautiful song were written by Francis Scott Key in September of 1814. Wow, long time ago. And of course, this was written, the words were written by Francis during the War of 1812. And that war was against the British, Great Britain. And America was fighting for our, yours and my, freedom. And thank God, to our war heroes that during that war, freedom was attained. So while doing my research for my broadcast, and you know how I love to do that, I go to Google, I have, I don't know how many commentaries that I read, But while I was doing the research, I discovered an article on Google entitled, Why the Star-Spangled Banner is Played at Sporting Events. And you know what? That was interesting to me. So I thought, I'm going to pass that on to my listeners because you probably never really thought about it. But with all the turmoil concerning the song, I thought we need to know what's behind it and why it was played and when. So stay tuned and let me share with you about why the Star Spangled Banner is played at sporting events. The article that I thought was the best was written by Becky Little, and she says that the instantly recognizable song is played before thousands of sporting events every year. But just how did the Star Spangled Banner come to be a staple of sports in the first place? Well, here's the answer. It turns out that it had to do with World War I. My husband's father was in World War I and was shell-shocked, and actually his injuries from it. He was in the hospital 3.5 years and broke his health, really, all of his life. Well, baseball fans in the late 19th century might have heard live military bands play the Star Spangled Banner at a game, you know, once in a while. But the song, which had not yet been designed as the national anthem, was not really a common occurrence at sporting events. That began, and listen to this now, on September 5th, 1918, during Game 1 of the World Series between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. It was an era when the Red Sox still had Babe Ruth. You remember the stories of Babe Ruth? And the phrase, the last time the Cubs won the World Series, was not yet a joke. Well, in fact, the two teams had won 6 of the last 15 world championships. Yet even though they featured two teams at the top of their games, the crowd was serious and somber that day. Since entering the Great War 1.5 years ago, more than 100,000 U.S. soldiers had died. Ouch. And just a day before the game, a bomb exploded in Chicago, which is the city in which the game was held. It ended up killing 4 people and injuring dozens more. And in addition, the U.S. government had recently announced that it would begin grafting Major League Baseball players into the service. Well, all of these things, news sat heavy on the shoulders of both the players and the smaller than usual crowd of fans in those days. But during the 7th inning stretch, the U.S. Navy band began to play the Star Spangled Banner, and something changed. As the song began, Red Sox infielder Fred Thomas, remember him? I wasn't into sports much then, into baseball. But anyway, Fred was in the Navy, and they had granted him furlough to play in the World Series. So he immediately, during the song, turned toward the American flag and gave a military salute. And this was reported by the Chicago Tribune. And then, following his salute, other players turned to the flag with hands over their hearts, and the already standing crowd began to sing. At the song's conclusion, the previously quiet fans erupted into thunderous applause. The song would be played at each of the series' remaining games and was ever-increasing response. Patriotism played a big part from the very start, as the Red Sox gave free tickets to wounded vets and honored them during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner before the start of the decisive Game 6. While other baseball parks began to play the song on holidays and special occasions, and the Red Sox owner, Harry Frazee, made it a regular part of Boston home games. The Star Spangled Banner officially became the U.S. national anthem in 1931, and by the end of World War II, NFL commissioned Elmer Leyden, and they ordered that it be played to every football game. The tradition quickly spread of other sports, aided by a large sound system and post-war patriotism. Well, the anthem's adoption also gave way to a new American pastime, almost as beloved as sports itself. Complaining about people's behavior during the national anthem, by 1954, the Baltimore Orioles general manager, Arthur Ehlers, was bemoaning the action of fans because they disrespected the anthem by talking and laughing during the song. Ehlers briefly stopped playing the anthem altogether, but before relenting to pressure, he reinstated the song a month later. I'm sending out this history of the Star Spangled Banner as a reminder of the great, great sacrifice that was and is now made by our servicemen and women who have enabled you and me to enjoy the freedom that we have in the United States. Not only do we remember those who gave their lives, but also the many, many veterans who have come home with broken health, just like my husband's father. Yes, freedom is truly costly. And this, of course, reminds me of the cost that Jesus paid by dying for you and me. Thank the Lord that those of us who are born again and have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, yes, we are free from the law's curse, from its penalty, and from its guilt-producing power. Fear, anxiety, and guilt are replaced by peace, by forgiveness, by liberty. Who could be more free than one who is free in the depths of your soul? Oh my, what peace we can have. And oh yes, we've often failed. We use freedom's luxury to live our lives selfishly. Or maybe we claim ownership of what God has entrusted to us. We become self-indulgent. And so, brethren, Galatians 5:13 says, you have been called into liberty. Only use that liberty for an occasion. Do not use it for an occasion to the flesh, but love and serve one another. When we rely on the Spirit and expend our energies on loving God, helping others, and loving others, then the works of the flesh will be restrained by our Lord. So let's each one of us always, yes, always, use our liberty to build up and not to tear down. Remember, freedom does not give us the right to do as we please, but to do what pleases the Lord. So as I close my broadcast, may each one of us be reminded to thank the Lord Jesus for offering us freedom from sin by his death on the cross, and also to be sure to pray for and be appreciative of those who have served and are now presently serving in our military. And they are doing it in order for us to enjoy freedom in our wonderful and great United States of America. It's been so good to be with you. Bye.